Good morning, everyone. Today is 9/20/18. And this morning I'm reading out of the Morning Light, Daily Light, a collation of King James Version versus the Bible. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that understandeth, whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hello, Thomas Edward Morgan, Sajindo Yasin, Neil Haberly. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hello, Pastor Gopala. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, in whom we hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Christ Jesus has made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Welcome aboard, Mukesh Bharti. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Well, there's a lot in those 25 passages that I've just read. You know, the world and scientism thinks they're so intelligent, don't they? They say that we're a globe spinning through the atmosphere at 66,000 miles an hour. And even when there's a slight earthquake, two or three on the Richter scale, you can feel the whole earth shake. How do you explain that one? Say we're spinning at the equator 1,000 miles an hour. And then if you go to the Bible, and it's clear that the earth is fixed, and that the sun moves around the earth, not the earth around the sun. That's called biblical cosmology. All of the reformers believed in a flat earth, and we can see the earth is not a globe. They came up with this false theory of gravity instead of mass and density and buoyancy. They replaced it with a false theory of gravity, saying that's why the water stays on the globe. Let me tell you why the water stays on the globe, because this earth is flat. Water seeks its own level. The only reason I'm going into this is there's a whole group of people that have bought into the lie of heliocentrism, false science. NASA was founded by a guy by the name of Parsons who was into the occult. Copernicus also came up and reinforced this lie. So do some study on the history of when they came up with the globe. You'll find it very interesting. Calvin came against it, and the Reformers came against it. Most people don't know that. And a lot of people say, well, how do we go to the moon? We didn't go to the moon. It's all false. They say, well, what about the pictures of the globe? It's all false. Even by NASA's own admissions. So, you know, you say, well, how could that many people be deceived? Hey, the whole world is deceived. 99% of the people have bought into the doctrine of free will. You know? And uphold it. That's why I wrote this little book. The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? Do you control your own destiny? No, you do not. So this morning, this is kind of what's on my mind. The wisdom of this world is foolishness. And people that say they're students of the Bible want to uphold these lies. And then when if you come against these lies, then you're promoting discord among the brethren. Well, you know what? The truth separates. And then there are those that try to put their foot in both sides. Well, if you believe in heliocentrism, that's fine. If you believe in geocentrism, that's fine. No, it's not. A lie is a lie is a lie. And if you want to call it promoting discord among the brethren by telling the truth, go ahead and charge me with that. Okay? So you all have a wonderful day today. Hope this will give you something to think about and to contemplate. You know, you can't serve two masters. You want to serve the master of this world's wisdom and NASA and false science, or you want us to serve the master, the King of Kings, the creator of the universe? Well, God's the one that will put it in your heart to show you his wisdom as to who to worship. God bless and have a good day.